Hey guys, Trevor here with E-Commerce Paradise. Welcome to today's video. I'm going to talk to you about the future of e-commerce. And so I just saw a YouTube video ad from Amazon the other day. It got me really excited. They were showing an ad with their new app that has augmented reality functionality in it. So now you'll be able to go on the Amazon app and actually move around objects around your home and place them on your mantelpiece or something like that. Kind of like the same way you would do with Pokemon Go, right? If you ever played that or not, basically the way it works is you point your camera somewhere and you see the area and that little thing would appear in that area just like it's there in real life. So augmented reality is kind of exciting and it's growing a lot. And so people can use their smartphones now to make it look like something's there that's not there. And it's kind of the beginning of something that's going to be really, really cool, which in the future is going to be hologram technology is kind of the next big thing. And so holograms have been around in sci-fi films and stuff like that for a long time. In the next few years, probably maybe a little bit longer, smartphones will have hologram technology. So, you know, you already have the ability to kind of use like add-ons and stuff to your phone to project things out onto a display somewhere. But holograms are where they create a 3D image of something freestanding. So kind of like 3D printers do right now where they can print anything 3D, you'll be able to use your smartphones to create holograms of anything 3D. So if you're wondering how something looks, how it's going to look in a certain space, be able to create a hologram of that in that particular space just using your smartphone. You just point it there, it's going to create that hologram. So I'm really excited for that technology to come out in the future. And augmented reality is neat as well. Obviously, it's kind of a step in the right direction to get there. And there's a lot of great uses for it. Obviously, the technology isn't perfect yet, but it's going to be perfect, and it's going to be really awesome. You're going to be able to use that for all sorts of different things, from hanging out with your friends, things you would see in old sci-fi films where like the hologram would appear and the person's talking. You can do that with your friends in the future. So there's lots of cool things. Robots are also increasing in their usability in the consumer world. There's going to be robots, there already are, that look and act like humans. They're going to get more realistic as time goes on. So you're going to be able to have, humans walking around like a maid or something like that to clean your house for you, which is really cool. Robots are very, very useful, and obviously, with software, you can make a robot do almost anything. So that's really exciting as well. And as smartphone technology increases, it's a lot easier to buy things online and to list things for sale online. So people all around the world are now able to use their smartphone to list stuff for sale that they have lying around the house on eBay. That's been going on for a long time, but you can actually practically run a whole e-commerce store through just the Shopify app, which is pretty incredible as well. So on your smartphone, you can list products while you're out and about. You can write blog articles. You can even do social media marketing, things like that. So it's really, really awesome what you can get done. And utilizing platforms like Google Ads, you'll be able to reach customers all over the world. Google Ads is also evolving, and YouTube ads are evolving, Facebook ads are evolving. So the way you can reach consumers is getting easier than ever before. Every single day, people are using these programs to communicate with each other. They're getting data about different user groups and their interests and their buying behaviors and stuff like that, especially the search engine queries that happen. So, just billions of data points going through these computer software systems every single day, which means for you as a marketer, you're going to be able to grow your business a lot better by reaching the people that want to buy something that you have for sale right now. And that's the beauty of it, is reaching people at the bottom of the funnel, and also promoting your business at the middle and top of the funnel is going to become easier too, just because you understand who these people are, and you as the marketer need to learn copywriting skills and be able to talk to people at the part that they are in the funnel, respect that part in the buying process that they're at. Just like you're having a sales conversation on the phone, just respect where they are in the process and try to get them to the next step of the process. That's the key. Okay, and it's really, really good if you can understand that and kind of transmute that into the internet form. Okay, and so the future is bright. It's the best time to get in now. I've been looking at Amazon, eBay, Wayfair sales numbers, and it's just growing up every single year in the billions. It's really incredible what Amazon has done and what all these other companies are doing to evolve in the e-commerce space. So best time to get in, of course, is now. If you keep waiting, you're just going to be putting off. You're building your e-commerce business, and the longer you wait, the more competition is going to enter the market, the less you're going to be able to get in on this big internet gold rush that's going on. The internet is still like the wild, wild west. You can make so much money online, and it's basically, money that's directly made from the consumer to your pocket. You can even use things like Bitcoin now to trade, which Bitcoin is an unregulated currency. So look at that kind of stuff and understand that the future is basically going to be direct person-to-person trade and commerce through a medium that's easy, fast to use, and instant. And you know, what you can do maybe even as a creator, as an inventor, is you can create things people will be able to print out on 3D printers in their home. And if you do that, then somebody has a 3D printer, because I mean, basically almost everybody's going to eventually own a 3D printer and have it in their home kind of as a staple to kind of like replace things in their home that they need, because getting parts from a manufacturer is so difficult now, and the plastics they create are very strong, so you can replace metal parts with plastics quite reliably now. So that being said, 3D printer technology is getting better and the costs are decreasing. So everybody's eventually going to have a 3D printer in their home. And a 3D printer is going to be able to print out more than just plastic stuff. They're going to be able to make food eventually. Any type of food you could want, you just, you know, buy the capsules and it'll create the food for you right there on the spot. And there's going to be a ton of other applications for it as well that I can probably not even, you know, think of right now. And so as a creator, you can create, you know, patented designs of some sort or another that will be able to be printed out on 3D printer. And you can sell those online people. So, you know, for $1, $2, whatever, or even through like an app store or something like that, you'll be able to sell designs of something, like blueprints, and people can print it out on their 3D printer and boom, you're good to go. It happens a lot these days with digital products like ringtones, music, things like that. Even just regular blueprints and designs for like sheds and things like that. Those are pretty commonly sold online, house blueprints, that kind of stuff. And they can be sold for a lot of money too, by the way. So anything you can think of in your head that isn't really happening yet, but on the edge, on the precipice, it's good to kind of put yourself in that position, because if you can be a pioneer in a new market and you can pave the way, then you can be set to make a lot of money from it and also, you know, make a huge difference in the world. So be that kind of person and get out there and do that. So when it comes to high ticket drop shipping, the future is quite bright as well, because this is always going to be a business model that needs marketers to serve it. High ticket products are expensive. They're, you know, big, they're heavy, they're difficult to manage. And these manufacturers are always going to look for dealers to provide service for them. So be that dealer for them, right? And understand the software, understand how to do better marketing, and you'll always be able to get ahead. With the advent of new things like, you know, 3D printers and robots and, you know, augmented reality and hologram technology, I think you'll be able, as a high-ticket dropshipper, to utilize those to better serve your suppliers, get them more sales, and also to obviously better serve your customers' needs. And as a niche authority site owner, you'll be able to do the same thing Amazon's doing, but with your specific niche and your specific target market. And of course, people love authority sites because they talk right to them. And so if you have a niche that that kind of technology could really serve, then you're very likely to make quite a bit of money and be very profitable with that niche. So definitely now is the time to get into it. The future is bright. It's not going down. It's not going steady. It's going up, and it's going to keep going up for a long time, even through the recessions. So e-commerce is not going anywhere. I'm really excited for the future, and I think you should be too. So if you want to get started with high-ticket drop shipping, I highly recommend first checking out my free niches list. It's at ecommerceparadise.com/niches, where I talk about the different product categories you can find for high-ticket drop shipping of expensive products. Next, if you want us to build out a store for you, I highly recommend our turnkey service. We actually build these high-ticket dropshipping stores, our team does, and they're highly optimized for conversions, the same way we've done over and over and over again with authority sites. We understand the process and we repeat it every single time, and our goal is to get the best results for our clients as possible. So if you want to be one of our success stories, you can go find out more about the three phases to success that we follow to become successful with high-ticket dropshipping. You can get that free training at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. So thanks for watching, guys. Definitely go get my free resources there, and I'll talk to you in the next video. Take care.